Good morning, good morning. And welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Cynthia Johnson. And we are continuing our book study of oneness. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to please take us into our morning opening prayer. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we always come to you with an attitude of thanksgiving. We thank you for a brand new day, a day we have never seen before and will never see again. Let us rejoice and be joyful and blissful in this moment. Every moment is an opportunity to love you and be activated in your presence. We all come from the place of the void, channeling to come here to earth. We're now here. Let us illuminate who you are through us and in us and as us as we learn these brilliant lessons of our oneness with you. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I wanted to share something with you. I was on the internet yesterday, and I stumbled upon a video in YouTube by Bruce Lipton, and it's called The Spirit Interview, and I posted it on our Facebook page, Circles of Prosperity. I tried to email it to you guys, but I have too many people in the group, and if you can please go to Facebook and listen to Bruce Lipton's interview on Spirit. He is an internationally recognized authority in bridging science and spirit. He's been doing research and genetic research since in the 1960s. But the closing statement of his video, he says, he talks about that there's a mass extinction going on our planet now, that we're losing species at a very fast rate, and there have been several mass extinctions, and they've always been able to trace it to what caused it. He says the mass extinction that is occurring now is that we're causing it. And he said all of our structures are crumbling. And it was such interesting wording that he used, because I had a vision of our structures crumbling. And we see it, we recognize it now with our government, with our economy. Everything is crumbling. And he said, do not be afraid of these times. But because they have these structures have to crumble because they no longer support life. And in particular, I think from his perspective, he was looking at the genetic structure and how what they thought was happening with the genes is not true, that we are not victims. And what he's recognizing is how our mind, he says the genes are just blueprints. And just as in construction, it's just a guideline, but someone has to make a choice about how they're going to handle the blueprint or what they're going to do with the blueprint. And he's asking, and he said, that's the contractor. He says, so who's the contractor with working with genes? And he said, it's the mind, and it's our belief system. So these old belief systems that exist where we are the victim, they don't support how we're really designed, because the healing process begins with the belief system. I thought it was very interesting. I would encourage you to watch that video. It's only going to expand all of the things that you're going through right now. It's going to expand your understanding of what we're addressing in oneness. It will expand your understanding if you're working with Nania in radical forgiveness. And they're all linked. They're all linked. So take the time to watch it. This morning, we're starting with chapter 4. I'll probably starting in the text on page 39. And chapter 4 is discussing bringing the recurring dream of this lifetime to completion. And I know many of you were with Nania yesterday. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it. But part of radical forgiveness is about bringing completion to these recurring dreams and learning to recognize and to decline the invitation of conflict. I love that one. And how the collective will has helped transcend the prophecies of our times. Of course, we won't get through all of this today, but we're definitely going to make a big, huge headway. The lessons upon which you have chosen to focus in this lifetime represent categories of experience that you are now working to bring to culmination. It is likely that you are able to isolate certain recurring themes in your present life history. And it is likely that you have completed the necessary number of episodes on these themes to drive the point to the exercise home, or to drive the point of the exercise home. There is no need to continue to subject yourself to the recurring dream that has been your reality in this lifetime, unless you choose to. It's your choice. You do not have to continue to be unhappy or miserable, or it's all up to you. These are your choices. So now it's time to turn the page and to begin the work that you have prepared yourself to do by mastering these life experiences. It may seem like your life has become a testimony to uncertainty in this present period. By virtue of the fact that you are reading these words and have been drawn to the energy of this communication, you are completing the course. Yet the sense of direction toward the next phase of your life continues to elude you. It should be fairly obvious, in light of the dismantling of much of your life structure, that extensive preparation has been done, and there is a sense of waiting for someone or something to give you the go-ahead and tell you what's next. It is not necessary to try to second guess the process, but merely to be present. Observe your situation, your whereabouts, your companions, your current focus, and the synchronistic events that have brought you to this moment, and it is likely that you can discern a sense of the direction in which those factors are combining to draw you toward a new life's focus. If you are listening to this broadcast this morning, it's a signal that you are at the end of your struggle. And you're going to be provided the tools to move past it. And all of this happens naturally. Dr. Reggie says, what you are seeking is also seeking you. So the answer is here. Somewhere in this text it's going to hit you, and you'll say, oh my goodness, now I get it, and I can move on. Isn't God beautiful? Your only job is to trust the process. Don't try to force it. Don't struggle. Don't try to force it. You have wonderful light workers that have come to raise you up. Even just among the people that listen to this show, I know that we have Nania, who's doing wonderful work with radical forgiveness. She's here to help uplift you. And then we have Melody and Reed, both of who are really into raw food and how to cleanse the body and heal the body and support the body in the healing process. And you have Dr. Reggie, a powerful teacher of spiritual principles. So if you're in this circle, you're being supported in mind, in body and in spirit. And you've been naturally pulled here. The universe has brought you here to raise your consciousness, for you to help you to ascend. So I ask you to receive it. I know that you are receiving it. You have been given a rare opportunity. You have been given a reprieve from the tedium of your life's script, and you have been given a glimpse of the overview of the dramas you have created. You have drawn certain conclusions, and you are in the process of integrating those understandings. Once you are at peace with all you have done thus far in this lifetime, you will be ready to let go of it. And only then will you be ready to embrace a state of beingness that transcends the sense of separation reinforced by those experiences. You are moving into the awareness that I and my Father are one. You've heard that scripture from the Master Jesus. Over and over again, he claimed, I and my Father are one. And now you have the opportunity to move in that same state of consciousness, of Christ consciousness. Only then will you be ready to step into a parallel track with others who have reached the same sense of completion in the same time frame, and you will begin to move forward in unison with those others toward the experience of oneness that is your birthright. By remaining focused on the present moment and resisting the temptation to jump ahead of yourself and plan the future before it is ready to evolve, you will be in the position to make the highest choices. Trust that you have choreographed your journey perfectly so that you will arrive at your destination right on schedule. There you will reunite in a loving bond of oneness with the multidimensional facets of your own being that await your return to the sanctity of the whole. It is toward this blessed end that you strive in the present moment, whether you are aware of it or not. Now, I must be honest. When I'm reading this and they're talking about the multidimensional self, there's a question, and maybe someone on the call will be able to answer this question that I have in my mind. Initially, when I read it, because we are so embedded with the thought that we are separate entities, when I hear self, I think, okay, I'm self-contained in this body, and that's self, and that there are other parts of me that are also self-contained. But this morning in meditation, what I was receiving was that multidimensional self is collective consciousness, unseen, that I am not a part of yet, but I am ascending to. So, you know, if you take a drop of water, you take a couple of drops of water, and if you push it slightly, it merges with each drop, and it becomes one whole. So you're really part of a collective. That's what I'm thinking. And so, and often when they're saying when you merge with that, that collective of that multidimensional self, which is probably still separated from source, but it's a group of consciousness. Because we're all one. I don't know if I'm making sense. Dr. Reggie, it does.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but you know what? We were never separate from Source.
No.
That's a misconception. We never were. The whole secret is being realization, realizing that we are not separate from Source. And it gets more clear to you, and you can feel the shift. So it's all about your vibrational nature and all about your feeling nature. So when you know that you're connected with Source, nothing stops that in between. There's a separation in thought or in deed or in mind or in ascension. You're going back to where you were in the beginning. You're just traveling back home in your spirit.
All right.
It would make you separate. You're one with oneness and yourself with God. There is no separation. That's the trick, knowing that there is none.
There is much that can be said about what is transpiring in your dimension and the prognosis for a more positive outcome than had originally been anticipated is very good indeed. The addition of the free will factor of the collective consciousness to the equation has resulted in a shift in what might have been a cataclysmic period in the history of your planet. And these events are not carved in stone, but are very much dependent upon the actions of humankind as a whole and the choices made by those in a position of leadership. It is entirely possible to transcend a prophesied series of events that once seemed so likely as to have been considered inevitable. There is no event that is so inevitable as to be resistant to the focused intent of the beings present. And this is why Bruce Lipton is saying that that the most powerful energy that we have is our belief. If we want to correct anything, if we want to correct an illness in our body, it must begin in mind first. Efforts to orchestrate a common focus on a given concept in unison with vast numbers of other beings have a profound effect on an outcome that may have been predicted. Humankind has succeeded in altering that outcome and has manifested in its stead a radically modified version of what had once been foreseen. So the real work has now begun because the collective consciousness of those incarnate in your dimension has exercised the power of its will and has manifested an unprecedented result. The harnessing of this power is the opportunity being presented in this time frame. And in so doing, it will begin to become obvious to many of you indeed are creating your reality. And as each adds the power of personal intent to the collective, the sum totality moves that much closer to the point at which a measurable result can be made manifest, and an obvious correlation will emerge between the implementation of the collective will and the modification of anticipated events. With this tool in hand, you are empowered in the collective to co-create a reality as you would wish it to be. And once you know that you are not living at the mercy of events beyond your control, but are indeed drawing the blueprint for those events with your thoughts, with your attitudes and presumptions, you will begin to take very seriously the responsibility each of you has for your part as the co-author of the movie that you call your life. You're taking responsibility. What you think about, you talk about. And what you talk about, you bring about. There's no need to look outside of yourself for anything that's going on in your life. It is all within you. you are the creator. You will awaken to the realization that you are responsible through your actions, your choices, for setting the stage for parallel efforts on the part of those within your sphere of influence. You will begin to understand that the magnitude of the difference you are able to make is in direct proportion to the degree to which you are able to live your word. Wow. Dr. Reggie says, you don't know it if you're not living it. What degree are you living these principles? If you're not living it, you don't know it. You don't know it if you're not living it. So many people go to church and sit in church every Sunday, are so committed to the activity of going to church and the ritual of going to church, but are not living the principles. And then they want to know, why is God doing this to me? Because you're not living the principles. And he's going to keep you going through your drama. Or if you want to look at it, that energy, you're attracting it to you. We have to stop thinking about God as this big thing up in the sky, man up in the sky. He has given us all, we are designed to go through this drama until we get out of it, because it's all about our thoughts and our words and our actions. You have to get it in you that you are a creator. The same as God is a creator. You are a creator. And I love this last sentence in this paragraph. It says, and you will teach what you know by practicing what you know. It takes practice. And you know, sometimes I take one little thing and I just focus on it for several months. I went through a period where I understood that being grateful was important. I read somewhere where they broke down the Lord's Prayer. And the thing that jumped out to me was, what's that author that we love so much that wrote The Universe is Calling, Dr. Reggie? It'll come to me, the author. But he wrote, he said, he got to the line where it says, give us this day our daily bread. He says that means be thankful for what you have today on a daily basis. He was putting you in the present moment, or as Eckhart Tolle says, in the now. What am I thankful for right at this moment? And recognize that my need is being met at this moment. And I went through that for about 3 months every day until I could move into that from moment to moment, being grateful, from moment to moment. And that started with simple things like, oh, I'm so grateful that my lights are on. Oh, if I was washing dishes, I'm so grateful I have running water and it's hot and I can wash my dishes. I'm so grateful I have a wonderful dishwasher here and I can put dishes. I was grateful for everything, and it seemed extreme at the time, but it moved me into the consciousness that God is supplying my need all the time, and I'm grateful. And I'm saying all of that to say, practice these principles. Practice these principles. Your word can become a powerful tool through which you are able to cultivate awareness in others who are magnetized to your energy. Yet the word alone is but an outline for concepts that take root and blossom as deeds. The choices you make in every moment exert their influence vibrationally and by example on all whose lives you touch. And as each touches and is touched in return by the actions of the collective, a harmony of intent begins to resonate. And that intent is heart-centered. And it is indeed possible to alter the course of what you would consider to be destiny. See, I think circles of prosperity, you guys are attracted here, and the intention is so good. It's so heart-centered. It's so filled with joy that lives are being changed. And when you walk out into the world and are interfacing with other people, they may not know about circles of prosperity, but you do, and your consciousness has been raised, and you're interfacing with them, and it just goes on and on and on, because the people you come in contact, you raise their consciousness, and then they go out and they raise their consciousness. You are planting seeds. And therefore, shifting what? You're shifting this reality. Isn't that awesome? You are shifting the energy because you're raising it, and therefore you're shifting the reality. You need to recognize your power to create your reality, because it's the key to turning the page and beginning a new chapter in your own life story. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Realize that you are creating that experience. And you have the power to change it. Because once you release the ties that once bound you to repetitive patterns of experience, you have emerged with a fresh perspective and a new sense of self-definition. And you have come to understand the potential in sculpting that identity as you would like it to be. For the tools of creating your personal reality as a masterpiece of manifested intent are right there within the parameters of your consciousness. It's in your thoughts and your words and your actions. So the opportunity for you now is to breathe. Breathe new life into the blessed creation of self through heart-centered focus, and then to stand back and allow that identity the scope of full expression without the influence of past beliefs or feelings of limitation or any of the dogmas you have accumulated in your travel. There is no place in the transcendent consciousness for any of the baggage you may still be carrying, all of the shoulds and shouldn'ts that may have dominated your consciousness are to be released and left at this crossroads, because the path before you now requires a lightness of spirit that allows for ample freedom of motion. You can't afford to have limitations and beliefs of lack. Let it go. You are a powerful being. God has put all the power within you. Recognize it and utilize it for the highest good of not only yourself, but your brothers and your sisters and this planet. One must be able to respond to the opportunities presented without reservation, from a place of heartfelt recognition of the direction of choice. One needs to be able to move forward, unbound by considerations that would limit what is possible in deference to priorities that no longer resonate with one's highest good. These structures are crumbling. Let it go. It's not going to serve you anymore. and one must bestow upon oneself the latter two to distinguish with honesty between what does and what does not serve that end, which is what? To be in oneness. What is going to take me higher in my consciousness and what's going to hold me back? And you have the power to discern that. The final phase in lightening the load is the task at hand. You are right on the leading edge of graduating. And that should be your only focus right now. Letting go of the limitations. Letting go of all of this embedded stuff that's holding you back. That's the most of the work that has been done, because much if not most of the work has been done. You have come to this moment in time having surmounted so many of the hurdles that were thrown in your path. And now what remains to be cleared are remnants of learned responses, which would have you stumble out of habit over brambles that are clearly in view. In other words, you have played this drama out so many times, you have memorized it. Let it go. I think sometimes we get drawn back into it only because it's familiar, but it just doesn't serve you anymore. It doesn't serve you anymore. And you know it. Somewhere inside of you, you know, whatever that drama is, I don't need it. It doesn't work for me, and I'm letting it go. And listen, I am here to support you through that. Dr. Reggie is here to support you through that. You have a whole group of people here that are supporting you through that. You need to recognize that when you encounter one of those little brambles, as they call them, it's like a little, to me, I see I'm in the middle of the desert, and what I visualize is, how you see those little balls of weeds that roll through the desert. I'm from California, so I've seen those tumbleweeds going through the desert. Those little dramas are like those tumbleweeds, you know, and the wind blows it and I go follow it. No, I'm not going to follow the tumbleweed anymore. I'm just going to let it blow on out of my path. That's what this is saying to you. Let this drama, just let it pass by and move on. Let the wind blow it out of your life. Consider before releasing a conditioned response. In other words, the way you may have responded to mom when mom pushed a button, you know, to make your hair raise up or whatever. Consider for that moment whether it is possible for you to sidestep the situation entirely and decline the invitation of yet another drama. Because your objective now is moving forward. This is what happens when you have clear intention, when you have focused intention. People can't push your buttons anymore. You hear it and you recognize it for what it is. And you know what? You just send them love and you say, you know what, mom? I hear your point, but this is how I choose to handle it right now. Or this is my perspective. And it's okay. I understand where you are, but this is where I am. And I hope you can respect where I am right now. Very calm, very loving. No need to get your panties all in a bunch, as my mother used to say. Your objective is moving forward. Anything that does not support that momentum is a situation you have the opportunity to transcend by exercising the power of choice. And I love Nania when she said, if a challenge presents itself, she doesn't even see it as a challenge. She says, it's an opportunity. Isn't that wonderful? It's an opportunity. All righty. I'm going to close this lesson right now. And I am, if anyone has questions or comments, what you need to do is press 1 on your keypad. And I get a little question here that shows up on my screen, and I know that you have a question. Now, also, I want to let you guys know that *6 no longer works. I have a few people that are using *6. It no longer works in this environment. When you call in, you're automatically muted. And so, and if you want to have a question or comment, you just press 1. So, let's see. Caller 0047, I have you on the air. Hold on, my computer's slow this morning. It's still trying to put you on the air. Okay, 0047.
Yeah, good morning. This is Nanaya. How
good
are you?
Morning, Nanaya.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for the awesome lessons. I've got to order the one for Friday and today. But anyway, we'll talk about that. We had an awesome time yesterday with Radical Forgiveness Board Game, and we'll be doing it again on March 11th, second Sunday.
Oh, my. Well, see, now I know. It must have been awesome if you've already scheduled your next one.
Well, we do. It's every second Sunday. We will alternate between the board game, which we did yesterday. So March will be the ceremony, the Native American healing ceremony ritual. It is also awesome. So anyone interested may call me. I called to about the oneness. And sometimes we're so visual in this culture that I use a visual to remind myself of that. Like you use the drop of water from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
One drop of the water actually has the same chemical composition of trace minerals, et cetera, as the entire ocean. So they are one and the same by their makeup. And that's what we are with the one, with the source.
Mm-hmm.
By our makeup, energetically, we're on the same vibrational frequency at our core, which is love as the creator. And therefore, we are one with the creator. And I use the hand. You know, the fingers look like separate entities, but they're all attached to one body, the one hand. There is no such. It's an illusion that they are different or separate. And same as we are human, since we are all from the same source, there's only one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if I hurt you, I hurt me automatically. We as light workers, want to somehow send this message, and we do have the power to do that to our world leaders, because we as light workers are charged with saving humanity and Mother Earth from the warmongers and the hate mongers and the greed mongers who are grasping everything. That's our charge, to bring balance back to humanity and the Earth
mm-hmm.
as one. Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me share that.
Oh, thank you for sharing. You always bless us so much. Thank you so much. Anyone else this morning? You're awfully quiet. Did Cody get in town? Is Cody in town? I know he was coming to Atlanta. All righty. Well, what we're going to do is, since I don't have any more questions or comments this morning. Oh, wait just a minute. We have one.
Good morning.
Hey, Cody. You made it?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I'm in town, and I had a really beautiful experience at 9 a.m. last evening, and it was just a really good experience.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, all of, you know, everything is intertwined. Like I said, we have such wonderful light workers on this line, and they're all so supportive. And so You're being fed in mind, body, and spirit, and we love you. And I hope I get to see you before you leave. I will make it my business to see you before you leave town.
I look forward to meeting you and Dr. Reggie.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I am going to take one more caller, and then we're going to move into our closing prayer. Good morning. Caller 0533, you're on the line. Hello? Charm?
Yes?
You're on the line.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Uh-huh, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi. I'm so on the spot. I'm in the middle of, like, traveling back to Georgia. We're in South Carolina now.
Will you press one? Did you have a comment or question?
Oh, did I press one? My face must have pressed one. I was just listening. I didn't have a comment.
All right. Well, at least you said hello to everybody, huh?
Thanks. Hi, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a safe trip. Isn't this amazing? People are traveling and listening to Circles of Prosperity while they're traveling. She's in South Carolina and on the road. We are so blessed in today's technology. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Dr. Reggie, please hold on for 1 second because it's really slow in opening the mic. All right, you can go now.
Father, we come to you, as always, with you beautiful people listening on the line. Every single one, your spirit, your energy, and your individual creation. We thank you for everybody who participates in the call. We know they're going to be blessed mightily in doing their work out in the universe. We thank you that we are standing not only on the leading edge, but on the launch pad of ascension, fueled by our emotions and by our energies and by our thought and belief system. And our words carry us where we need to go. Thank you for the projection of reality that we are. Thank you for the truth that we are in you, that we are one. And the oneness is the ocean and the drop in the spark of reality. That is what we are, contained in you. There is no separation. There is no division. There is only ascension and realization, self-realization and truth. Let's go forward with this knowledge in love, always in love, not knowing more than the other, but in knowing love. Your love is not divisive. It is unifying in heart and mind and body and soul and spirit. And these truths will carry us to our destiny. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And we'll be here tomorrow. God bless. Love, light, and peace.